Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian.
And Mike, last week you left us with a musical challenge.
I did. I said, start with the last name of a pair of famous singing siblings. Drop the first and last letters of their name, and you'll get a word that names another relative. What is the last name, and who is the relative?
Well, now I know why Mom always loved you best. The group is the Smothers Brothers, and if you drop the S from the front and end of Smothers, you can have Mother.
All right, Ian, the World Series is once again in full swing. So it's time to bring back a category we did during World Series time a couple of years ago. I'll read a list of things that form a series. In each list will be a blank, and you tell me what goes in that blank.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
First up, John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul the 1st, John Paul the 2nd, blank, Francis.
Benedict.
Yes, Pope Benedict is correct. And of course, those were the popes from 1958 to 2013. Vertigo, North by Northwest, blank, The Birds, Marnie, Torn Curtain.
I will take a guess that it's Rear Window.
Nope.
Strangers on a Train?
That was way before Vertigo. There's one pretty famous one that I left out.
Psycho.
Psycho is right, yes. As Ian has figured out by mentioning many other things that fit in this category, those are Alfred Hitchcock films. Vertigo was 1958, and then all the way through Torn Curtain in 1966. Senti, Millie, Micro, blank, Pico, Femto.
Nano?
Nano is right. I was going to say you can get your iPod out and look this one up if you want to. Yes, those are the metric prefixes, starting with Senti, which is 100th, and going down to Femto, which I can't do the math in my head, but Femto is probably my favorite metric prefix.
Yeah, one of the great girl punk bands of the 90s.
Femto.
Yeah. Right.
And yes, I do have a favorite metric prefix for those of you playing at home.
Well, that comes with the territory.
It comes with the territory, right. Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Homeland, blank.
Breaking Bad.
Yes. Do you know what the category is?
Best Drama Emmy Award.
That's right. The winners of the Outstanding Drama Series Emmys from 2008 to 2013. And finally, The Right to Bear Arms, Quartering of Troops, Unreasonable Searches and Seizures, blank, A Fair and Speedy Trial.
The Right Against Self-Incrimination.
Yes, and the category, therefore, is?
Amendments, Bill of Rights.
That's right, the amendments, and specifically the ones I gave were 2 through 6, and your answer was number 5, the Right Against Self-Incrimination. Well, once again, Ian didn't draw a blank. Oh, and speaking of baseball, can someone explain the infield fly rule to me? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's box score, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase World Series. Rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, 4 letters in the first word, 7 letters in the second, that might describe a nervous sports fan after his team wins the first 2 games of the World Series. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. He also happens to be a Red Sox fan.
Go Sox!
And Mike will meet back up for Game 7 this time next week.
We will see you then.